With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They crossed into the U.S. unaccompanied, no adults with them, a group of Guatemalan children ages 10 to 17. The Trump administration was all set to send them back home when a federal judge stepped in, blocking for at least 2 weeks their departure. Government lawyers argue the kids were being reunited with their parents or guardians, but the children's lawyers dispute that. Numerous villages have been leveled by a powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan. The BBC's Yogita Lamaya in Kabul says at least 800 people are dead.
The Taliban is saying that they've heard that there are villages that have been completely destroyed and that masses of people are feared trapped under the rubble. This is mountainous terrain. It's extremely challenging to reach even in the best of times. We've been told that the road going to the epicenter has actually been blocked because of landslide. We know that the Taliban is operating helicopters to try to get people out of there. Any kind of rescue operations are going to be extremely slow moving. And further, what's happened is literally through the night and early into this morning, we've had more aftershocks.
The magnitude 6 quake injured at least 2,500. When it comes to crushing crime, the Trump administration figures that what's working in D.C. will work in other American cities.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street is closed for Labor Day after dropping 92 points on Friday. The Dow will reopen tomorrow at 45,544. This is SRN News. Is America getting more rude?
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Texas measure would let private citizens sue doctors and others who provide abortion pills that end up in the state. The first-of-its-kind provision would open a new tool in the state's fights against the drugs. It would also likely trigger new legal battles. Chemicals now the main way that abortions are carried out in the U.S., and they were even before the Supreme Court overturned the Roe versus Wade decision. This is SRN News. It is a vexing challenge for America's opposition party.
A new APNORC poll finds while many Democrats disapprove of how President Trump is handling the crime issue, a large majority, 68% of Democrats, see crime as a, quote, major problem in large cities. The findings underscore the challenge facing Democratic leaders. They must thread the needle before criticizing Mr. Trump's policies, while at the same time not dismissing widespread concerns about safety. And Democratic leaders admit that could create a huge problem for the party leading into next year's midterms. Jason Walker reporting.
A decline in foreign visitors traveling to the U.S. has stretched well into the summer, and tourism experts say the downward trend shows no immediate signs of reversing. More than 3 million fewer international arrivals first 7 months of the year. More details, srnnews.com.